Too Much Rock Podcast number 136. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with Richard Thompson, the song I Feel So Good. That is off his album Rumor and Sigh, the 1991 masterpiece released on Capitol Records. And that song was co-written with Big Bill Brunzi. That is a lovely song and a new find for me, maybe an old favorite for you, but it's an album I picked up so I could listen to 1952 Black Vincent Lightning, and really realized that maybe I Feel So Good is my favorite song on the album. And you gotta like it when that happens. I have got music for you, and that's a shock because that hasn't happened in a while. If you can tell from the echo here, I am actually recording with my MacBook Pro in my hotel room in Hartford. And it's going to be that way for a while, so enjoy the low fidelity and pretend it's a intended effect. Let's jump in with what is a fairly new recording, a little older than it should be, as my podcasts have run way behind. But this is She and Him with the song Don't Look Back. That was The Morning Benders with a song Cold War. That's off the band's album Big Echo that was released March 9th of this year on Rough Trade Records. Band from Berkeley, California, who've put together a very good album, though maybe not very good singles. All good, nothing great, good album though. Before that was a track by She and Him with the song Don't Look Back. That is on the band's Volume 2 album. And that came out March 23rd of this year. And I think all those tracks are actually written by Zooey Deschanel, everyone's favorite manic pixie girl. That album maybe doesn't have the rich singles that immediately grab you like the first one does, but this album I think is actually a stronger album, and the more you listen to it, the more you'll enjoy that one, especially as spring days continue to happen. At least that's what's happening out here in Connecticut. Lovely weather. As, of course, I am out in Connecticut working, my thoughts are still back in Kansas City. Let's dig back to a couple of Kansas City bands. This is Audiovox.
Same these days. So let the day
Kansas City Devil shot for you there. That was the band The Sexy Accident with the song Morning Drive. That was on the band's album from 2008, a self-release called Kinda Like Fireworks. I believe they've got a new album that just came out, though I do not have that one. And before that was Audiovox with the song Sleep Schedule. That's on the band's self-released EP that came out sometime in 2009. Not sure exactly when. And that may sound a little derivative, and maybe so, but they put on a good show. And who knows, they may be the next Owl City. Coming up next, we're going to make a trip back, I don't know, sometime around 1982 or so. This is the band Lilliput with the song Thumbler Doll. Yes, you got to stand up, you put the hands in the hips, you fix up all of the eyes. that was Strange by Galaxy 500. That was on the band's 1989 album On Fire, but just re-released on vinyl. You can get all three of the band's studio albums on 180-gram vinyl now. Fantastic artwork, fantastic fidelity, and they come with download codes to get the three studio albums and the three other albums, the Pill Session, the Rarities, and the live album. So check that out if you're a fan of Dream Pop. Before that was Lilliput with the song Thumbler Doll. That is on the band's complete discography that was released on Kill Rock Stars in 2001, I believe. Though that song was probably from about 1982. I forget exactly. And I think that may be one of the ones that actually didn't come from previously recorded albums or singles. So one of the rarities, and a great song. Anyone into the original Riot Girl surgence of the late 80s and early 90s is really going to need to have that album. And anyone who's into the post-punk of 78 or so, Raincoats, Slits, and Lilliput, also known as Kleenex in the early days, definitely a trio you want to check out. Well, I need to get some business out of the way. I want to let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 136. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. The way the podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, and I make a good podcast. Lately, the weekly aspect of it is falling down, but boy, do I have a backlog of music that I need to listen to and I need to share with you. So tune in next week for some good stuff. We're going to end things this week with a track by Bright Eyes. The song is called I'll Be Your Friend and is released on the One Jug of Wine, Two Vessels split with Nina Devona, or something like that. This was originally released in 2004 on Crank Records, though a re-release just happened, in the last couple of months on Saddle Creek that includes some bonus tracks, I think four new tracks that weren't on the original. I unfortunately do have the original, and I just picked that up last week when somebody was selling it cheaply, I guess, when they upgraded to the newer, fancy version. I'm getting everyone's leftovers. Well, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk next week.
Just like that song I can't finish.